Okay, so I figured I'd jump on the bandwagon and do this nice little mixer questionnaire that Miss put out, and I read over it a little. Can't guarantee that that's any can't guarantee that that will help the situation, but yeah. So, excuse me. Let's start with GWA questions. Duh. Do post tags matter, or do you just read the title? They both matter. Like, the title could be what gets me, and the tags will just be like a confirmation of what might be in there. Or, the title may not sound interesting, but the tags will be what gets me. Excuse me. Oh my. So yeah. Let's see. How much time do you spend making or editing an audio? Well, there's about 2 to 3 minutes beforehand where I will check the noise level. Since at this point I have no other option but to use my phone, and there's a wonderful app for iPhones, maybe for Android also, called Voice Record Pro. And before you record, you can do a level check to make sure that the microphone will pick up. It's pretty great. So 2 to 3 minutes of that, and then however long it takes for me to record. As far as editing goes, I usually tend to put them up pretty raw. The closest thing it comes to editing is if I'm doing one, and when I first start out the first couple minutes, if I don't like it, I will stop and start over. So, yeah. Let's see, what are the pros and cons of recording? The pros are, I have an excuse to masturbate, I guess. And let's see what else. Other pros are that it's just fun. It's a lot more fun than I expected it to be, and it's a lot easier than I expected it to be, surprisingly. Because I tend to forget the microphone's there until I'm done, which is surprising. As far as cons go, the only con really is finding the right amount of privacy to record. Like, with my 100:1, I had to go to the very other end of the house because I got loud. And I don't need my mother coming out and being like, "What the hell's going on here? Are you okay?" Yeah. Let's see. After listening to GWA, have you gotten any new kinks?
Yes and no.
Like, I have started to, you know, enjoy the whole, like, dom sub audios a bit more. Not necessarily any specific ones at the moment. And I haven't gotten into rape or fear play. I'm sorry, y'all. Not yet. I haven't been around long enough for that. It's only been, what, like a month and a half? 2 months? Yeah. So, let's see. Do you like the sound of your own voice? You know, I do, actually. I don't mind it. It's pretty nice. So, yeah. And with the new kinks one, also, my love for dirty talk has just skyrocketed, also. I totally forgot to mention that till just now. So, yeah. Let's see, which kind of audio is your favorite? I can only pick one. I'm not picky. I like them all. I mean, like I said, though, I'm not quite into, like, you know, rape, incest, fear play, stuff like that. Maybe it's just because I haven't been here long enough. I haven't listened to any except for, like, I listened to the what the hell? My cat's being an idiot. I listened to the to the one that Kissing Your Clavicle did, where he was hating on mini wheats. Not cool, man. Not cool. That's about it. But yeah, I like them all. I don't really care. I like all of them. Let's see. Do you have any regrets about clips you have made? No. I regret nothing. I regret nothing, and I have no shame. I think regret and shame are completely useless. They do nothing but add stress, and they are conspiracies invented by the Puritans to help drill into our heads that if something feels good, we will all burn in hell for it. And it's part of their master plot to return to England and burn down the globe again. I have thought this out. It's all because of the Puritans. But no. There's no point. If I'm not confident, if I do an audio and I'm not confident on it, I just won't post it. And I think it's better to do it that way because if I don't feel confident about it, then odds are nobody else will. It's probably likely that no one else will quite enjoy it because I feel like they'll sense my lack of confidence with that recording. So yeah, but overall, I have no regrets. I have no shame. I just let my little freak flag fly, as they say. Do you have a Gone Wild audio crush? I do. I have a few, actually. I have crushes on a few of the fine ladies and gents of GWA. If you're that curious, you can just message me and ask. So yeah. So explain yourself. Let's see. Would you have sex while porno is being played? Yeah. I would, but there wouldn't be much point. Because even if I'm listening to like music or there's some sort of background noise, when I'm into it and I'm getting worked up, I don't notice it. Like, everything fades out except for, like, myself and my partner. So, I mean, I would, but I wouldn't pay any attention to it. Just because I would become so focused on either what my partner's doing to me or what I'm doing. There's no point. That, happened with my Throwback Thursday. I completely blocked out the music because I got so into yeah. Anyways, what is your most embarrassing or funny sexual experience, alone or with someone else? I don't know. I don't know, a couple months ago, my boyfriend and I were getting into it and, you know, getting all, you know, steamy and all that good stuff, and my mom walked by, and yeah, that was a tad awkward for her to walk by. I mean, we stopped in time to make it look like nothing was going on, but at the same time, my cat's being an idiot, but yeah, at the same time, it was kind of awkward. Alone, someone has walked in on me masturbating. That was an interesting experience. That was not fun. Like, that killed my lady boner, like, right away. Let's see. If lying is wrong, are white lies okay? They're a necessary evil, I think. Like, white lies are a necessary evil in the sense that, I think, you know, sometimes you have to, you know, lie a little bit. Like, if you're having a shitty day, but you don't want anybody to worry about it, and everybody's like, oh, how are you? And you're just like, eh, fine. You know, just stuff like that. They're not okay, but they are a necessary evil, like many things in this world. Let's see. Would you prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch you have sex? I like it both ways. I'll take both. I mean, I don't mind people watching me. And I don't mind watching others. I think it's fun. It doesn't really do much for me, but I think it's fun to do. It's, yeah. What's the weirdest way you have ever gotten yourself off? Okay, I'm a level with you. I know a lot of girls when they're, like, teenagers and when we're first starting out learning how to masturbate, we'll occasionally use something like a carrot or a cucumber or a banana or something phallus-shaped like that. I've never done that. I mean, I went to school with a girl who masturbated with a hot dog and it was frozen and it broke off inside of her. And yeah, but I've never myself done anything weird like that. I've never, you know, used an electric toothbrush or, you know, stuff like that. I just didn't. Get a fig. Let's see, what's the fastest way to get you to come? Really? Call me names? Call me names. Be encouraging. Yeah, encouragement, name calling. Use my mini wand. My little mini wand, I love that thing. That thing is becoming an addiction with me. but yeah, it's like encouragement, name calling. The fact that you're enjoying yourself too, because it's not a one-sided thing. I believe wholeheartedly in reciprocation. I think it's very important. Yeah, so... yeah. What is something about someone that can instantly turn you off? Bad grammar. Bad grammar? If you're an idiot? Like, if you're ignorant? Or if you're one of those people who's like, oh, that are like really cute but really fucking stupid? Yeah, I'm sorry. You have to. I can't do it with someone who's, you know, not smart. Hygiene. If you smell a bit, you know, rank. Rank, ripe, peckish, whatever the hell you want to call it. Yeah. Yeah. Like... But it's mostly intelligence. If you are not an intelligent type, or, you know, if you're not the type that likes books or talking to smart people, or if you get intimidated by the fact that, you know, I, like, have all this random shit in my head, stuff like that. Yeah, mostly it's brains. You have to have something in there. Like Henry Rollins said, if you have something in there, I will follow you on bloody stumps through the snow. I will care about your feelings. I will do your windows. Just have something in there. And bonus points if you're a reader. Okay. Let's see. Favorite place to come or have someone come on you? You know, I don't like it when people come on my body. Like, inside is a totally different thing. Like, I... like when, you know, dudes get off, like, in my mouth or something like that. I know it's kind of odd, but, yeah. Like, inside, preferably. Let's see. What music would you like to have playing while you're having sex? It depends on the sex. If we're doing, like, if we're going, like, all out, go for broke, no fucks given, go hard or go home type deal, then I want, like, some, like, nice hard metal, or, like some Black Sabbath, maybe, or Kiss, or maybe some Him, or Metallica. Well, technically One by Metallica. Sorry, that's an inside joke. Yeah, or maybe some nice hard techno, like some industrial, so, like some VNV Nation, or some Combi Christ. Stuff like that. Dope Stars Inc. Oh yeah. Let's see, what else? Do you think that love equals sex, or do they go hand in hand? No. I think you can fuck and not be in love with someone. And you can be in love with someone and have sex with them. They're not, I think they are, you know, what's the term? Like, mutually exclusive? Because, yeah, you can go and hook up with, like, a million people and not love them. But granted, you will have some sort of emotional connection to that person, even if it is just a one-night hookup. Whereas if you have sex with someone and you're in love with them, I think that pulls you two closer, and that increases and that strengthens the bond that you two have with each other. Yeah. So yeah. Love and sex are not connected, but when you do have sex with someone you're in love with, it makes it better. Let's see. What's next? What do you prefer to be called or say? So, like, kitten, baby girl, slut, stuff like that. I don't mind being called slut in an intimate situation. Baby girl is patronizing. I don't like being called baby girl. Kitten, I haven't been called kitten. Aside from, you know, like, yeah. So, like, yeah, I'm odd, I, so, like, you know, slut, whore, bitch, shit like that, that's fine in that situation. Or momsel, mademoiselle, whatever the hell you want to pronounce it as, if, or miss, if we're getting dummy. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see, are you more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, growler, or silent? I'm naturally pretty fucking loud. Naturally I am loud. Like, pretty damn loud. So I'd say screamer and moaner. I do growl a little bit. But yeah, overall I'm more of a screamer. I had to teach myself how to be quiet. And it is not difficult. It is not easy. I still have trouble with it. Yeah. What's the worst time you've been turned on at work? I've been turned on at work. Like while I've been, like, folding shit, there was, around Christmas, I got really, really horny one day. And, took everything I had to not go and hide in the bathroom. And it happened again just recently, but I didn't have a chance to, so by the end of my shift, I was so, you know, I was so worked up and frustrated that I was, like, actually pissed off. Yeah. So, yeah. What's your most extreme fetish? What is my most extreme fetish? I like blood. Plain and simple. I like blood. So, yeah, I like the sight of it, I like the smell, the taste. I like veins also, I think veins are sexy. That's nothing that has been exacerbated by GWA that actually came about from school, because I took a course in, phlebotomy technician, you know, where they, draw your blood at the hospital. Yeah, so that's how that came about. I was fascinated by it beforehand, but after taking that course, and, Yeah. What's one thing you're embarrassed to admit you'd like to try in bed? Why would I be embarrassed? I'll try it. I'll try anything. I don't care. Why would I be embarrassed to admit it? No, well, I haven't even been embarrassed to admit that. I've told my boyfriend I would like to try pegging and random butt stuff. Yeah. So, yeah. Preferences! If the answer is no, then would you? Do you consider hair pulling sexy? Yeah? Doesn't everybody? Anyways, yeah, I love having my hair pulled. I love it. It's so much fun. Like, if you just, like, grab the back of my head, and, I mean, my hair's kind of short, but still, you can still get a good handful and just, like, yank back. Ah! Oh my god. I'll be yours. I'll do your windows. Hell, I'll mop your floors. do you enjoy bondage? I haven't had a good enough experience with it yet. Like, I haven't had a chance to, like, properly experience all the joys of bondage, which is highly unfortunate. I'd love to, but I totally would. Are you into playing with hot wax? Yeah. It stings a little, but it's kind of nice. So yeah, I totally do it. Have you ever been with someone older than you? I dated someone older than me. It did not work out. Mainly because he would always expect me to put out whenever we got together. Like, if I came over to his house to watch a movie, or if he ordered pizza and I came over and we had pizza and watched a movie or something like that. Or one time we went to the drive-in and anytime we got together, he would expect me to put out. And I don't know what it is. I don't know why some men just don't know what the word no means. Let's leave it at that. Would you ever kiss somebody of the same sex? I would. And I have. And I enjoyed it. Well, kinda. I've kissed other women. I mean, technically I'm queer, but yeah, like, I have kissed other women. Have you ever tried anal? I have not. I want to. Have you ever been double penetrated? I have not. I kinda want to. Have you ever had sex in public? I have not. I've fooled around in public, but not had sex yet. Do you like being handled roughly? I love being handled roughly. I do like being tender occasionally, but given the choice, I think I would prefer it to be, you know, rough, hard, and maybe a little bit violent. what is your favorite item for spanking? My bare hand. I like using my bare hand just because, you know, keep that nice, you know, loud. Yeah. I like the noise it produces better than, you know, a belt or a ruler or anything like that. So yeah, random things that we just want to know. Let's see, what's the worst porn you have watched? There's a few. This one wasn't necessarily bad, but it was interesting. It was these two girls were having sex, and they were like, I don't know what the fuck they were doing. It was like Candyland fucking or something, because like they were like shoving like suckers and shit into each other's like vaginas and asses, and they were even like putting jelly beans into each other's vaginas and then eating them out of it. It was yeah. Or there was obviously there was the one with the two girls in the cup. Ah! Oh god, flashbacks. My god, that was horrible. And another, that was the worst. Let's see. Another weird one that I saw was, once a girl that was fucking a car. Like, literally fucking the car. Like, she was, like, grinding on the seats, and I think at one point she was grinding on, like, the top of the windshield, because it was a convertible, so, yeah. And, like, she was even, like, riding the gear shift. Like, I swear to God, she was impaling herself on the gear shift, and, well, she enjoyed it. Got her off, so, yeah. Like I said, I don't care what gets you off, you know, let your freak flag fly. I don't care. I won't judge. Let's see, what's the weirdest fetish you've ever heard of? There's one where people think, there's one for amputees, I forget what it's called at the moment. And there's also, I actually heard this one from an otaku. It was called, vorphilia. They were referring to, Dragon Ball. Because there's a monster on Dragon Ball called Cell, and at one point, there's this thing where he's got, like, a huge, like, stinger, and it, like, opens up and absorbs and, like, can swallow people up like that. And they said that that was basically vorphilia. Vorphilia is probably the weirdest one I've heard of. That and the one for amputees, which, hey, whatever turns you on, I don't care. So, yeah, if you became a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do? I think this one's pretty unanimous. If I was a dude, I would masturbate. I would just, like, jerk off for hours. Just nothing but, like, just fucking, like, you know, just jerk it. And then I would, like, go out and have sex. Like, copious amounts of, like, wild, crazed, debaucherous sex. And I would probably be, like, sticking my dick into random things, too, just to see how it feels, you know? Because that's mostly what it is. I'm curious about how it feels. With the, like, different stuff surrounding it. So, I don't know. Yeah. What do you wish you had invented? What do I wish I had invented? I wish I had invented. This is difficult. I don't know. I wish that I had. I don't know. You know, I really don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I wish I had invented DVDs, I guess. Just because fucking people love movies. So, yeah. And despite, like, shit like Netflix and Redbox and all that, people still get DVDs. So, yeah. Let's see. What would you do in life if you did not need to work for money? I would read. All the goddamn time. I would just do nothing but, like, have my nose buried in a book all the time. I love reading. Actually, I would give up masturbating for reading. I totally would. If I could do nothing else in my life and I had to choose between masturbating all day or reading all day for the rest of my life, I would pick reading. So, yeah. Do you have any scars? I do. Of course. I have random scars from, you know, various bumps and bruises, and I have some from, you know, my cat, because my cat still has all her claws. So, I've got scars from her. I have a few from when I used to cut myself. Yeah. Not a proud moment. And also, I have, scars on my chest, because I had breast reduction surgery when I was 17. And so, so I have, like, large anchor-shaped scars on my boobs. Yeah. Sometimes they're, as a result, it's kind of a touchy subject, my boobs. So, yeah. It's a very touchy subject. So, yeah. What are your most used phrase? What's your most used phrase, dirty or not? There's a few.
for someone with such a large vocabulary, I tend to use words like fuck and shit a whole lot. Like, a whole fucking lot. God! Fuck! I did it again. So yeah, despite having a nice, a good-sized vocabulary, I say fuck a lot. Let's see. I can only pick one is another one. Let's see. I'll do it, but only for you. I mainly do this. That one's mainly as a joke. What else? Let's see. As far as dirty phrases go. Well, I guess it doesn't matter. But, I tend to use the term, dirty girl a lot with my friends. Just whenever, like, my best friend starts going into talking about how she wants to, like, plow, like, Norman Reedus, or how, you know, she thinks Dean Ambrose has a pretty mouth and shit like that. I just shake my head and I'm like, you are a dirty little whore. Dirty fucking little whore. Yeah. Yeah, and I totally stole that from Entre Shot. I am so sorry, dude. But yeah. When did you last laugh so much it hurt? Oh, dear. I don't know. Probably last night when I was talking on the phone with my best friend. Because, yeah, like I said, she started launching into the whole, you know, thing of, into a tangent about how she wants Norman Reedus in her bed, naked, wearing nothing but a giant purple bow. Yeah, and like I said, proceeded to call her a dirty fucking little whore. She's not really, don't worry. She's, it's all in good fun. We insult each other out of love. And for the last question! How do you feel about aliens and ghosts, real or not? They're totally real. Ghosts are real. I've seen them. I have seen them. I have talked to dead people. They're totally real. So yeah. You usually can find ghosts wandering around cemeteries. You may not be able to see them, but you can certainly feel their presence there. And they're usually not doing anything bad. They're usually just milling around. Just, you know, just being like, okay, hey, I'm dead. Yeah. You know, they're harmless. They you know, just chill. What about aliens? Aliens are definitely real. I am absolutely convinced that we are not alone in this universe. At all. If we were alone in the universe, it would become a very sad existence. It would just be so depressing. Like, horribly depressing. Because, could you imagine that? There's no other species out there that we can share our perspective with. Like, that would be like saying there's only one, we'll go with religion. We'll say that there's, say in this world we only have one religion of people. Everybody is that religion. And everybody has the same thoughts and the same perspective on it. We can't, you know, expand our knowledge and further enlighten ourselves that way. When there is nobody, you know. When there is no one out there who has a different perspective to share with us. So, I think, should we ever meet other aliens, because they are real, I think it would be great if, you know, we could, you know, share our perspective as humans with them as their species. And, yeah. So yeah, I totally believe in ghosts and aliens, they're totally real. And, that's it. So, yeah. So, yeah, this is Emmy Chan signing off. Toodles.